You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Nasa isa sa apat na bata sa Australia ay apektado ng pambubuli o pang-api sa paaralan. Bilang isang magulang, mahirap malaman kung ano ang dapat gawin kung iyong anak ay biktima ng pang-api o pambubuli, o kung sila mismo ang gumagawa ng pambubuli. Sa ulat na ito, tinanong ng SBS ang mga eksperto kung ano ang magagawa ng mga magulang upang suportahan ang kanilang mga anak at tapusin ang pambubuli. Ang mga detalye sa tampok na ulat ni Audrey Borget na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang bullying o pang-aapi ay nangyayari kapag ang isang tao ay nagdudulot ng pinsala o sakit na sinasadya at paulit-ulit sa isang tao na mas mahina kaysa sa kanila. Si Jesse Mitchell ay isang senior advisor ukol sa bullying sa Alana and Madeline Foundation at sinabi niya na ang pambubuli ay maaaring mangyari sa ilang paraan.
Bullying can take forms that are physical, like pushing or kicking. Bullying can be verbal, such as threatening someone or teasing them in a nasty way. And bullying can be covert or social, so that includes spreading nasty rumors about someone or humiliating someone in a social situation. And of course, we know that bullying can also be a problem online.
Anya na ang bullying ay maaaring mangyari kahit saan, ngunit ito ay napakaraniwan na mangyari sa paaralan.
School is a common place where bullying can happen. One recent bullying study in Australia found that about 80% of students thought that the playground was the most common place to be bullied. But bullying can also happen in lots of other places too, so maybe on a school bus or in a public place or in cyberspace, of course.
Ayon sa Kids Helpline Counselor na si Belinda Beaumont, mahalaga na maunawaan ang cyberbullying o pambubuli na nagaganap sa online ay maaaring maging labis na papanghimasok o invading.
For a lot of parents when they were growing up, they might have experienced bullying at school or at social functions, that sort of thing. But when they got home, home would actually be their safe place where they wouldn't have to deal with that anymore. Yet for young people, because they're always connected, the bullying, it can feel like it never stops. So when they're at home, they might be receiving messages, seeing things online.
Si Andre Carvalho ang CEO ng Bully Zero. At ayon sa kanya, kahit gaano kalubha ang sitwasyon, maaring hindi ibahagi o ipaalam sa iyo ng iyong mga anak ang nangyayari.
One of the challenges is that children sometimes don't want to tell parents that they are being bullied because whether the parent may take their device away, if it's cyberbullying, the parent may go down to the school. So the really key thing, first of all, is to listen to what exactly is going on.
Ipinapayo niyang tingnan ang mga pagbabago sa pag-uugali ng inyong anak.
Changes in sleeping and eating patterns, frequent tears or anger. I think one important one is the not wanting to go to school and feeling ill in the morning. That's a real red flag to look out for. Unexplained bruises, cuts and scratches, again, is a physical sign of your child potentially being bullied.
Kapag sinabi ng iyong anak na sila ay binubuli, mahalagang manatiling kalmado at ipaalam sa kanila na tama ang kanilang ginawa na ibahagi o ikinwento sa inyo ang tungkol dito. Tanungin ang inyong anak tungkol sa buong kwento at ipaliwanag na ang pang-aapi o pambubuli ay hindi kailanman ayos at normal lamang na makaramdam ng pagkabahala o pagkabalisa. Iminumungkahi ni Jesse Mitchell na hikayatin ang mga bata na huwag magalit o huwag maging agresibo bilang tugon sa pambubuli dahil madalas ay gagawin lamang nitong mas malala ang mga bagay.
There's no magic way to stop bullying, but some children find it helpful to use avoidance or humor or to act bored or unimpressed or just let the person who's bullying them know in a clear way that you think their behavior is stupid. And having friends who support you is also really helpful.
Sinabi niya na dapat makipag-ugnayan sa paaralan ng iyong anak upang talakayin ang sitwasyon. Gumawa ng appointment o pakipag-usap at simula nito sa kawani ng paaralan na higit na nakakakilala sa iyong anak tulad ng kanilang pangunahing guro. Ilista ang mga insidente na binanggit ng iyong anak at dalhin ito sa iyong pakikipagpulong.
We know from a recent survey of teachers, 80% of teachers who'd found out about a bullying incident didn't know about it until someone reported it. So don't assume that the school knows what's going on.
Ang bawat paaralan sa Australia ay mapatakaran na kontra sa bullying, kaya ihanda ang iyong sarili, basahin ang dokumento bago makipagpulong. Ang paaralan at mga guro ay malamang nanais na matigil ang bullying, kaya tandaan na kayo ay nasa parehong panig. Kung ang pambubuli ay nangyayari online, maaari mo ring iulat ito sa website kung saan ito nangyari, tulad ng Instagram o Facebook. Kung ang nilalaman o content ay hindi inalis online, ipinaliwanag ng Commissioner ng eSafety, Julie Inman Grant, na maaari mo itong iulat sa esafety.gov.au.
If they report it to a social media site and that serious cyberbullying is not taken down, they can come to us and we will act as a safety net and advocate on behalf of that young person to compel the social media site to take that harmful content down. Now, we've helped about 1,200 young Australians through that process, and we have 100% compliance rate with the social media sites.
Ang iyong anak ay maaari ding maging nasa kabilang panig nito at siyang gumagawa ng pambubuli o pang-api. Muli, mahalaga na manatiling kalmado at seryosohin ang sitwasyon. Sinabi ni Andre Carvalho na kailangan mong gawing malinaw na ang pambubuli o pang-api ay hindi katanggap-tanggap at dapat itong matigil.
You need to let your child know that this is serious and that you're going to help make sure by providing help to your child that it doesn't continue. However, it's important that you don't lecture. A simple statement will really get your point across better, i.e. I need you to know that bullying is unacceptable and it must stop. I think that's a really helpful way of putting that across.
Subukan mong maunawaan kung may dahilan kung bakit ganito ang asal o pag-uugali ng iyong anak.
Talking it over can be really helpful to find out if your child is upset, jealous, unhappy, or perhaps is being bullied themselves. So it's really trying to find out the roots of the issue.
Tiyaking alam ng paaralan ang nangyayari at makipagtulungan sa kanila. Kung ang iyong anak ay nakakaranas ng pambubuli o siyang gumagawa ng pang-api, maaaring makabuti para sa kanila na makipag-ugnayan sa isang tagapayo o sa Kids Helpline. Bilang isang magulang, maaari ring makahanap ng karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa pambubuli sa pamamagitan ng Kids Helpline at Parent Line na maaaring magbigay ng mga tagasalin. Ang bagong serye ng SBS TV, ang The Hunting, ay nagtatampok ng mga tema na patungkol sa pambubuli at kaligtasan sa online. Ang apat na bahaging serye ng drama ay ipinapalabas sa SBS tuwing araw ng Webes, ikawalo at kalahati ng gabi.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au